offer multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want. Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or BigBoxBrad.com.
We're glad you're joining us this evening for Bomber basketball on Class Kids 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home, and the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Matt Sharp and Dylan Conley joining you courtside. Jude Dillon, our producer, back at the studio. We'll have Brad Coleman and Matt Norcross bringing you the action later on tonight at 7:30 for the Lady Bombers game in the Red Dog Invitational when they play Greene County Tech.
So that's going to be one of the big games of the night here in the state of Arkansas, boys or girls.
You bet. Inbound pass goes to Tate as we're back underway. Podwoski with it, gives it to McLean in the left corner. McLean's dribbling to the low block, kicks it back out to Tate. Tate dribbles into the paint. Tries to throw it to McLean. He didn't realize McLean was cutting, and the ball goes behind him and out of bounds.
You know, I was going to say before that turnover, you know, Mountain Home didn't play just the greatest third quarter of all time. That's kind of been their plague this year, is just how things are going to go in the third quarter, but they only were outscored by 1 point in that third quarter. So even at their worst, things were still okay.
Sanchez within the front court, dribbles to the left side. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Ball goes near the top to Spencer. Back over to Sanchez on the left. He'll take the screen, dribble between the circles. Goes over, gives over to Newcomb. Down to Spencer, just outside the low block. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Spencer drills toward the corner. Goes, gives a cross court to Weir. He's going to pull up for the three. Good. Tafari Weir with five on the night. Mountain Home's lead all of a sudden cut down to 10.
I mean, like we mentioned earlier, great teams go on runs. It's just how can Mountain Home respond to this latest run that they've thrown at them?
59-49 as we're almost a minute into this final quarter. Here is Tate with it on the right side. He loses the handle of the ball, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be the one official was about to say give it to Ozark Catholic, but the other official said no, it was actually off the Griffins.
I think it's official that's nearest to us on your screen at home or nearest to us where we're at. He saw a tip from behind, so yeah. That's a good job by the officials to talk that one over.
Yep. 6:58, let's play in the game.
Well, we got something at the table now, so we're
– uh-oh. I'm not sure what the problem is.
So –
yeah, the now official's talking to Cody Vaught there on the Ozark Catholic sideline.
I don't know what it was, but I mean, I don't think it's a book issue on our end if there is anything, because we've had the same five dudes out there.
Yep. So whatever it was, it seems to have been resolved. Anyway, so McLean will inbound it on the baseline. Ball was tipped by Sanchez, by Newcomb, excuse me, but Gilbert will chase it down. Here is Tate with it on the left wing. He'll give it up top to Podwoski, over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert drills to the top. He's going to pull up near the free throw line for the jumper. Good! To beat the shot clock.
That's a good job by Rhett just to get to his spot and kind of calm this run down.
18 on the night for Rhett Gilbert. Mounts Holmes lead back to a dozen. 6.5 minutes, let's play in the game. 61-49 is our score. Ball goes over to Weir on the right side. He'll give it up top to Spencer. Over on the left side to Webb. Down near the corner to Newcomb. Newcomb almost lost the handle of the ball, but he's able to control it. And now he's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the layup. His basket rolls out, and he's going to head to the free throw line as he draws contact.
Well, I saw two things there. I thought it should have been close to a five-second count for Blaine Tate, but also he just – whoever set the screen up top on the wing there, he just got obliterated.
That was Weir, I believe.
He just got shoved right in the chest.
The foul is on Rhett Gilbert. First personal foul, team foul number one against the Bombers here in the fourth quarter. Newcomb's first free throw is up and in. He is now 2 of 3 from the line with one more to shoot. And second one bounces out, and the rebound is controlled by Podwoski. 61-50, Bombers up. A little over 6 minutes left to play in the game. Tate going into the lane for the layup, and he's going to –
they called a block.
They're going to call a blocking foul. So Blaine Tate will go to the free throw line with 5:59 left. Abe Sanchez picks up his first personal foul. First team foul against the Griffins here in the final quarter. So Blaine Tate at the free throw line. This will be the first free throws of the night for anybody on the Mountain Home team.
That's right, yeah. I mean, they've been mainly shooting jumpers because the Griffins have been playing this kind of sunken zone, just letting us get in rhythm jumpers.
Yeah, that's true. Tate's first free throw hits the front iron and no good. So one more free throw for Tate. Second shot is up. Good. He gets one of two. He has 14 on the night. Mounts Holmes lead 62-50. And Tate steals the inbound pass. He gets the layup. He draws the foul as well. And he's going to the line for the and one.
So Mountain Home extended their pressure for the first time tonight. They went full 92 feet. And I don't think Ozark Christian or Ozark Catholic was ready for it. And they threw it right to Blaine Tate.
Wow, how about that? Simeon Spencer picks up his third personal foul. Second team foul against the Griffins here in the final quarter. So Tate's free throw to try to convert the three-point play is good.
So it's plays like that that can help stop a run. You know, they were threatening. It was down to a nine-point game, but Mountain Home just kind of punched him in the jaw.
Tate with 17. Bombers lead back to 15. Here is Webb into the front court. He's met by a double team. As ball knocked away, gets it back, though. Ball goes to Newcomb, down to Spencer on the low block. He puts up the layup. Good. Simeon Spencer with 18 on the night. Bombers leading 65-52. A little over 5.5 minutes left to play in this contest. Gilbert with it on the right side. Those are Catholic in a man-to-man. Ball goes behind court, but Tate's there to pick it up. He gives it to McLean. Dribbles to the low block. Out to Tate on the left wing. Tate dribbles up toward the top. Gives it out to Gilbert. 10 left on the shot clock. Gilbert drills behind his back. Goes towards the elbow. Loses the handle of the ball, and Spencer gets the steal. He throws it quickly to Weir out in the front court. He's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Tafari Weir with 7 on the night. Mount Home leading 65-54. 4:53 left. Gilbert gives it to Tate in the front court. Over to Corp at the right elbow. Back to Tate on the wing. He dribbles into the lane. About lost a handle of the ball. But he's able to get it back. Gives it to McLean in the paint. For the jumper, good. Ryder McLean, he gets 10 on the leaner.
Well, that puts our fourth guy in double digits now, Matt.
And Tate with a steal. He's back the other way for the layup.
I tell you, Blaine Tate's got to lead the state of Arkansas in steals. I mean, it's not particularly close. Holy mackerel.
He's got 19 on the night. Mount Home leading 69-54. Now Tate gets a little too aggressive there. He picks up his second personal foul, team foul number two against the Bombers here in the fourth quarter. 4:16 left to play in the game. Bombers up by 15. So Webb will inbound the ball on the near sideline. He gets into Newcomb on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound control by Tate. Tate quickly into the front court. Gets by his defender. Goes into the lane. Now kicks out to Gilbert in the right corner. Gilbert will dribble out to the wing. Now goes actually a little closer to the half-court stripe. Just inside there, getting very close to that line. Ball goes to Corp on the right side, and he steps on the sideline. Hey, much to the dismay, Josh Fulcher.
He might have got displaced. There's a reason he went out of bounds.
Yeah. Isaac Pohlmeier coming back in for the Griffins as Matthew Webb takes a seat. And it looks like Ozark Catholic's going to use their last timeout of the night. So we will break with 3:49 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Ozark Catholic 69-54. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
FNBC is excited to announce their new Sapphire Plus checking account. Earn 4% annual percentage yield on up to $20,000 by simply using your debit card 15 times and receiving a direct deposit each statement cycle. You'll also earn 1% APY on funds above $20,000. Stop by one of their convenient locations or visit fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
Ozark Catholic now out of timeouts with, they extended that timeout. They only had a 30 left, and they gave them a minute.
Ah.
Oh, well.
It's okay.
So, but anyways, they are out, and Mounts Home right now leading a 69-54. Josh Fulcher was giving the officials an earful. He really thought Corp was pushed out of bounds.
I mean, Corp isn't just going to fall out of bounds. He's got good balance. He's a good athlete. I mean, he's just not going to stumble out like that.
Yeah. 3:49 left as we're back underway. Pullmeyer inbounds it to Sanchez.
I will say that's the first time I've heard Josh yell tonight, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, that's true.
He'll have his voice for tomorrow.
There you go. Spitzer with on the right side. Up top to Pullmeyer. Over to Weir on the right. Up top to Newcomb. Newcomb's going to dribble down into the lane. Gives it to Spencer. Wow,
that's
what
a pass.
Great pass. And Simeon Spencer now with 20.
Say, Spencer's done a good job tonight. He's another guy. I think our stats that we have for nine games that they played, he scored about 20 points a game. So, I mean, he's not a slouch by any stretch either.
Not at all. Tate with it on the right side. Bombers up 69-56. Ball goes to Gilbert. Up top to Podwoski, to McLean. Tried to throw it down to Corp. It was a little out of his reach, and Weir comes up with a steal. Weir going back the other way, and he's going to be called for the charge.
Ooh.
He just lost control and rolled over Ryder McLean. And McLean is...
he's fine.
Okay. For a moment, I thought he might have hurt his back.
No, he's fine.
All right. So, anyways, that is Weir's first personal foul. Team foul number 3 against the Griffins here in the final quarter. 3:02 left to play in this game. Bombers get the ball back, leading 69-56. Podwoski will inbound it to Gilbert. Zone press for Ozark Catholic.
Little 2-1-2, it looks like.
Yeah. Ball goes to Podwoski into the front court to Tate, to McLean in the left corner. McLean's going to dribble into the lane. Kicks out to Podwoski in the right corner. Out on the wing to Corp. Now up top to Gilbert. Over to Tate. They're really extending that defense right now.
They went from a 2-1-2 to a little extended 2-3 zone almost.
Yeah, it looks like
2-3 zone, yep.
Down to 7 left on the shot clock. Tate with it on the left side. He dribbles into the lane. Gives it to Corp in the low block for the layup. Good find by Blaine Tate to Jackson Corp.
That's a great job by Blaine Tate just to find the open man.
Corp with 15 on the night. Mount Tom lead back to 15. 2:20 left to play in the game. Newcomb with it. Dribbles to the top. He goes down into the lane. And a foul's going to be called away from the ball. 2:12 left to play in the game. I think they got Tate with that one. Nope. I take that back. They give it to Gilbert. That is his second personal foul. 13 foul against the Bombers here in the fourth quarter. So one more foul to give for each team.
Now, we talked about how clean it was the first half, but Mountain Home has picked up their aggression on this half.
Yeah, they have. Inbound pass will be triggered by Sanchez. He gets in to Spencer, and he's called for the travel. So Bombers get back with 2:10 left to play in the game. As they lead 71-56.
I believe that was Podwoski. He just pulled the chair on him like Charles Barkley or Shaquille O'Neal. As soon as he got turned his back, he fell backwards.
Yeah. Here is Tate quickly into the front court. Gives it to McLean in the left corner. He puts up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Newcomb. He's quickly back into the front court. He's met by a double team. Gives it to Weir.
Oh.
Now over to Sanchez in the right corner. His three-pointer won't go. Rebound's knocked around. And ball goes off of McLean. And it did. And so it will be Ozark Catholic getting a fresh 35 with 150 left to play in the game.
Yeah, that's just five for the loose ball there.
Yeah, it is.
And Mountain Home has done a good job getting a lot of 50-50 balls in this game.
Sanchez inbound pass knocked away by Gilbert. It was intended for Pullmeyer, and it goes out of bounds. So it'll be Ozark Catholic inbounding it once again. Bombers up by 15. Sanchez looking to get it in. Gets into Pullmeyer. He immediately puts up the turnaround jumper, and it falls in. Isaac Pullmeyer with his first 2 points of the night. 71-58. Bombers up. 1:40 left to play. Gilbert gives it to Podwoski. Into the front court to Tate.
Ooh.
Tate will throw it off the leg of Spencer, and ball's knocked around, and Newcomb comes up with a steal. He'll give it to Weir, who finds Sanchez on the low block for the layup. Good. Abe Sanchez in double figures with 10. And Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 1:21 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Ozark Catholic 71-60. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Jason McConnell sees each patient as an individual with specific needs.
Surgery isn't always the go-to solution for orthopedic issues it used to be. Today we offer many excellent alternatives such as steroid injections, gel injections, PRP and stem cell treatments, and of course physical therapy. It's an understandable assumption when seeing a surgeon, but every patient just doesn't always need surgery.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals, perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense Bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers.
Well, Mountain Home taking the time out to make sure they don't let Ozark Catholic get too close right now. With 121 left to play in the game. It is 71-60, Bombers up right now. Mountain Home with two full timeouts remaining and 1:30-second timeout left. Ozark Catholic completely out of timeouts.
Yeah, the decibel level in Josh's voice has gone up a little bit. I can hear him through the headset. So.
Yeah. So Mountain Home will inbound it. This comes right after the layup by Sanchez. He's one of three players in double figures for the Griffins.
Big thing is that the Griffins are out of timeouts now.
Yeah,
so this will make this run a little more difficult for them to make.
So here is Tate inbounding it to Gilbert. Back to Tate.
Little run and jump action.
Ball goes into the front court to McLean. He'll give it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's trying to avoid a double team. His ball pass knocked away, and ball still being fought for. Finally stolen by Sanchez. Pohlmeier with it. He'll give it to Newcomb. He puts up the three in the left corner. It will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Podwoski. But his pass is knocked away, and a foul's going to be called. Who are they going to get? They're going to get Gilbert with that one.
Wow.
Wow.
Let's go for the loose ball. That's
what I thought. That's Gilbert's third personal foul, and the last foul Mount Home has to give. The next one will put Ozark Catholic in the bonus. 46.8 seconds left.
I mean, it was, but.
Josh Fulcher is looking for an explanation. And now,
well, no, I think they're. I don't think that was on Rhett is the thing. I mean, I know they called it on Rhett, but.
Well, it was either him or Sanchez. Those were the two that were going for the ball.
I don't know what this conversation is. Yeah, Josh is just wondering, what did he do? Because they were just going for the loose ball.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Gilbert.
Okay.
That they're giving it to.
Josh was wanting an explanation because it didn't look like he did anything out of the ordinary.
Yeah. Inbound pass goes to Newcomb, and he's immediately fouled, and he's going to the line for a pair. Oh, I think they put more time on the clock is what they did.
Yeah, they did because the clock ran off a decent amount after that last whistle.
All right, so it's 52.6. They're going to give that one to Blaine Tate, his third personal foul. That is the 15th foul, so Ozark Catholic's going to be shooting free throws for the rest of this game. Shep Newcomb at the line. First shot is up. Good.
Yeah, I think that's what that conversation was at the table, just putting time back on the clock. Because I did notice, and I didn't say anything, but they ran about 4 seconds off of that last whistle on Rhett.
Gotcha. Second free throw for Newcomb. He gets both. He now has 21. Bombers lead down to single digits. 71-62 our score. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. He'll give it to Tate. Back to Gilbert. Back to Tate. Tate gets it across the timeline. Tate dribbles toward the elbow, gives out to McLean on the left wing. How long do they wait before they foul?
I would start fouling now.
Podwoski gives it to Gilbert. And then Gilbert's fouled.
I think they waited too long because they still got a foul to give.
Yeah, that was the last foul they
had. I mean, if you're going to foul, I mean, it's not like they were trapping to try to get a steal. I mean, you got to just foul immediately if you're just going to do that.
Isaac Pohlmeier picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Griffins. 33.2 left in the game. McLean inbounds it to
right
court.
Now.
And they didn't. Ball goes to Tate.
They're just trying to trap and just force us into a turnover, but we're very guard heavy.
And the shot clock is off, too. Here is Gilbert with it, and he's going to avoid a double team.
I think they're just content
to
do this.
Yeah, they're just going to let him. They're just going to let it run out. Looks like.
I think they're just content of trying to trap him, either force him into a layup or a turnover. But Rhett's pretty good with the ball.
Yep, Gilbert's met by a double team. He gets out of it. Down to 7. Now ball goes over to Tate on the right side.
This is a good solid win for Mountain Home.
It was, and that's there's the final horn, and Mountain Home's going to get the 9-point victory. So, Mountain Home will get into the 70 mark once again for the second straight game. They defeat Ozark Catholic 71-62. We'll come back and start the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is...